Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today, September 30th. Today I want to talk about potentially adding in Coinbase into my mix of additional coins that you may not get on Kraken. I want to talk about the truth of Coinbase versus Kraken. So those are the two US-based exchanges. I've been with Binance up until maybe 4 or 5 months ago, until they started getting regulatory problems. Namely, it started here in Ontario, Canada, then it went to many, many countries throughout the world. So I moved off them and ended up on Kraken, which I'm very happy with now. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And then there's also Coinbase, which also I'm a customer of as well. So first of all, let's talk about Kraken. Kraken is not in all 52 states in the U.S. They're only they're not in Washington State or New York State. So Coinbase can be helpful there. One of the things, I'm going to cover this in a minute, is that Coinbase has really limited coin selection. So a lot of the more better performing coins are on Kraken. The problem is with Kraken, a lot of those high performing coins cannot be traded since they're restricted on certain countries that you live in. So let's say if you're in Australia, you can't trade any anonymous coins like Monero or Zcash. If you live in Canada or US, you still have more limitations on higher performing coins, more of the DeFi coins like Sushi and whatnot. I mean, you can look it up yourself. But overall, Coinbase is really, really restricted on what you can trade on the API. If you're trading through the app, you do have some other coins, but I'll go over all the coins that are available. But depending upon, again, where you live, you may see really severe limits on what you can trade, and a lot of those coins that are limiting that you cannot trade are restricted. Usually they're the higher performing coins because they're the newer ones. Anyways, let's talk about another important point that a lot of people don't know about is Coinbase, the commission. The commission for Coinbase is at 0.5%, and that's each trade. So when you do a trade on the entry and exit, you're basically looking at a full 1%. Now that's okay if you're doing retail, kind of like more positions where you're just probably bigger positions, holding them out for longer duration, and that can work okay. But still, the commission rate is fairly high, really high, in fact. Whereas in Kraken, it's 0.16, even for the little schmucks like us, retail traders that have small accounts. So Kraken's really good, where it's only 0.32% to do a round trip on both exit and entry. Whereas here on Coinbase, it's a full percent. Now, that can really affect if you're doing automated trading, and that will lead into your profit. For example, in Binance, which was one of the good things, their commission rates were really low at 0.1%. It was really marginal. So you could do even scalping in your trading and still make money with Binance. But of course, that's no longer. So with Kraken, even though it doesn't sound much between 0.1 to 0.16 from Binance to Kraken, it still can be a hard problem if you're trying to scalp on a exchange. Now, regarding Coinbase, I can confirm that some of the higher end HFT shops, name brand, Virtus, one that I can think of that is on Coinbase or has said they are on Coinbase, but they literally probably have no commission because their portfolio or their account size are in the millions. So Coinbase will basically reduce their commission. Coinbase actually wants those kind of traders because it increases their trading volume quite a bit. If you've looked at CoinMarketCap, one of the big reasons why Coinbase's volume overall has jumped because, well, a lot of that's now new institutional traders where they've introduced, I guess, this tier where there's virtually no commissions for those kind of operators. So it's good that we reap the benefit of it. It's just we, the plebs, have to pay out this horrendous 0.5%. So the thing is, it's probably smarter, obviously, to treat Kraken as your primary exchange. And with that, obviously, it's lower, and it's U.S.-based, so you still get the protection, dare I say that, regulation protection on both Coinbase and Kraken, whereas you get all the wonkiness that I experienced with Binance, which was obviously Asian-based. Now, another big thing that I found recently, which is really key here, is the customer support is really pretty good now on Kraken. Their chat, I was able to talk to someone that actually spoke English that answered all my questions with full answers and didn't give me the sense that they wanted to get off the chat. They actually wanted to help. That's the first time I could say that for any of these exchanges. Oddly, Coinbase just sent me a follow-up on a ticket from, any, I think it was 9 months ago or a year ago. That's how bad the support at Coinbase is, because they're not going to help you. The only time you can use the 1-800 numbers, last time I checked was probably 6 months ago, you know, again, this is September, was if you had your account hacked. And that's the only real support they give you. Things may have changed, like they've been promising to improve the support. They just opened up a big support center here locally in Toronto. So maybe it may have improved, I don't know. Plus they're listed on the stock market, so that may help, I don't know. I think they opened up another office in UK as well. So maybe their support is getting better, but it has to get up to a certain level in order, not just for, obviously their stock performance is a big one, but as well as the, you know, they're registering kind of like a bank, so there could be really big lawsuits if they don't properly handle their crap, which I don't know. All I can tell you is that Coinbase was not very good, not very supportive a few months ago, but Kraken was pretty decent. So again, lower commissions, better support, and better coin selection with over Coinbase. So just so you know, another big advantage is if you're fairly new to crypto. One of the sites, if you don't want to pay anything, is to join CryptoWatch, which is owned by Kraken. So you get some decent support there. Obviously, you know, I use or will be using MotorWave more. It's a commercial trading platform, which is better. It's just anything free has its limitations, and it doesn't have the slickness that you'd get with something like MotorWave. But again, what compared to what Coinbase has, which is virtually nothing outside of their apps, but I think Kraken's on par with their apps versus Coinbase. But MotorWave is just, it's the better place to be if you want to get serious about algo trading and whatnot with all their studies and strategies and software development you can get out of that. Anyways, so that's a key difference between Coinbase and Kraken. So I do think Kraken has way more advantages, lower cost, better support, better coin selection. And if you really want to get around having access to the best coins on Kraken, unfortunately, as I keep saying, you have to set up a foreign corporation to get access and set it up in a way where you can get access to a bank account as well to the corporation, wherever you base that corporation in. But again, that's an expensive endeavor. That's another video. Anyways, if you like that, that's cool. Thanks for that. Let me just pull up my usual. So here we have MotorWave as well. If you're into this, get on my email list at quantlabs.net. In there you'll find a section where you can join our email list here on the pop-up or under contact. And that will take you to quantlabs.net/contact. And also we have a chat server which is really important these days with no logging, no tracking, and it's pretty well private. It's a quantlabs.info. It's a private chat server. Not much goes on it, but you can participate in engagement on it. You can just join, and there we put up free signals, free news, all that, and I encourage you to join the chat server. Other than that, that's the difference between Kraken and Coinbase. Thanks again. We'll talk to you later.